once I turned professional, I was like, this Olympics gone. But now there's a new rule.
Yeah.
Who knows where Jason Quigley will be come the Rio Olympic Games. Definitely it's something to think about. I've settled in now nice as a professional boxer to go back to amateur boxing again. I don't know, do you know what I mean? But it's definitely something to think about, and who knows, I could have the Irish vest on once again.
Is there too short a period of time there? Because Venezuela now next month's the last of the qualifying.
Well, to be honest, I don't even know how to qualify as a professional boxer. Like, the rule was only made yesterday or the day before. Like, so it's hard to get your head around it. Like, how do you qualify? How do you get there? And what's the process? Do you know what I mean? But there's been a lot of speculation about it. I see a lot of world champions out there saying, some of them saying they'd love to box in the Olympic Games. Some of them saying that it's a joke. To professional, in my opinion, professional boxing is a different sport to amateur boxing. I've been to the heights of amateur boxing. I'm climbing the ladder now as a professional fighter, and already I've seen the difference.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm in now to 10 round fighting. I think that's the first time you realise I'm a professional now, when you go that 10 rounds. Do you know? And I think, in all fairness, that you get a world champion, amateur world champion at whatever weight, and the same weight professional world champion, I think the amateur is going to destroy him over three rounds in the Olympic Games.
Because it's a totally different technique of boxing, totally different style.
It's a completely different way of scoring. The pace is completely different. The weigh-ins and everything is completely different. Like, you have to weigh in every day you fight. Whereas a professional athlete or a professional fighter, they cut down so much in weight and they weigh in the day before and load back up. And some of them fighters mightn't be able to perform because they need that loading back up again to be able to perform, to get their fitness or to get their energy levels and whatever they drained out of their body to make the weight back up again. You know, so I think for a professional fighter to go on to the Olympic Games is, you know, for me, I think it could be more possible because I'm only turned professional. Do you know what I mean? I'm still early on in my professional career. Somebody that's professional 5 to 10 years, I think it's a bad move. Do you know? Because it's a different tempo. It's a different. It's a different setup. Everything is in the amateur's favor. He's been to the world champions, been to the European championships, been to all the multi-nations tournament, all the qualifiers, and used to that system of weighing in every morning, making weight every day you fight, used to 3 3-minute rounds, the scoring system, everything like that. You know, professional boxer is going, and everybody's going to look at it as a step backwards for a professional fighter.
There's a lot of, it's very vague at the moment, the criteria that is required for a professional boxer to go on to the Olympics, because all these bodies that voted in favour of it aren't saying a lot about it at the moment. So in 4 years' time, is it something maybe you'll have to reconsider? Is it a case of the professionals now are going to maybe see what happens here over the next couple of weeks and couple of months and the lead up to it, and then whoever qualifies, and then maybe make a decision, well, will we have a crack at it next time around?
Well, to be honest, for me, if I'm going to make a go at it, it'll be this year.
Right.
If I don't make a go of it this year, I definitely won't be in 4 years' time, because I'll be too seasoned into professional boxing and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, there's going to be a lot of interest, do you know what I mean, in watching the amateurs versus the professionals in the Olympic Games and seeing. And I'm interested, do you know, I'm very interested in seeing how it's going to go, how it's going to pan out, everything like that. And I'm also very interested to see which actual professional fighters will make the move and go to the Olympic Games. Because it's a big step, and it's a big change from professional. I would love to see, to be honest, it's very like an amateur fighter going in to fight for a world title over 12 rounds.
Right.
It's completely different. The pace, the tempo is completely different. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, everything's in the professional's favour then.
Yeah.
you know, so it's going to be very interesting. There's, and maybe this is why they're doing it, because they're getting the hype up about it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're getting everything up about it, and everybody's talking about it, and maybe that's what it's all about.
Right, but has there been much talk within the pro circuit? Because you've been there now for a couple of years. Has it been something that professional fighters, young professional fighters, new to the pro game like yourself, have been talking about?
Of course it's came up, because it's in the news and it's in the area, you know, we're in boxing, that's about boxing, so obviously we're going to hear about it. But we're professional athletes. We get paid a lot of money to get into the ring. So why would we go back and get into the ring for nothing again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?